Welcome to the Questionable Behavior Podcast. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. This is your host, Edison. We have a special show with us today. We are actually here at the Montclair Brewery in Montclair, New Jersey at 101 Walnut Street. Everybody, make sure to check it out. We got DC in the building today. DC, say what up.
Hi, how you doing, everybody? What's going on? How you doing?
What's up, DC?
How you doing, boss? I'm excited to be here.
And we got the lovely owners of Montclair Brewery, Leo and Denise Sawadogo. Did I say that right? First try. There we go.
That's about the first time I heard anybody pronounce that name.
Sawadogo.
Right. I've been practicing all night.
Practice makes perfect.
But just so we let everybody back home know, we are announcing today that Montclair Brewery will be sponsoring the beer for our show going forward. So everybody will get a crisp, delicious beer every time they come on the show.
Absolutely.
So we want to, you know, thank you guys
for sponsoring us. We really appreciate it.
Come on now.
We're excited to do that. We really appreciate it.
Thank you guys. We're very excited for this
collaboration. And, you know, we hope, first of all, we know that you guys are going to be striving forward and very successful because we've tried on every single beer here, basically. And we've been here since your early constructions.
Yep.
So I know you guys have had a lot of... In regards to the construction, there's been a lot of mishaps, a lot of basically delays in regards to the town. So explain to us some of the struggles that you had to go through just to get the place open.
Well, I would say it was not really, really a struggle. It's gathering a team, the construction team, the contractor, and everybody. You know, anybody that go into building something, know you have to go through all of that, get all the permit. You know, in our case... it's a brewery. It's alcohol involved. You have to educate the state of the town people to understand exactly what brewery is all about. That's why it was kind of delayed. But everything, you know, we came through. So
yeah. Now it's up and running. And
beautiful establishment. Actually, looks great decor.
I love
the polished floor.
And I know a lot of the wood here was donated. A lot of it was recycled through other projects. And I think a lot of the community people came around and helped you guys with it in general.
Definitely.
Can you explain to us, you know, like some of the wood on the walls? I know you said, I remember you telling us something from the Calvin Klein store.
Exactly. If you want, you can go on YouTube and check out Calvin Klein 2018, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The thing is, Calvin Klein was doing that kind of fashion show, and they built 3 barns for Calvin Klein for all the models to be able to walk through it. So when they was done, they dismembered the whole thing, and through a great friend of mine that did that project, he's the one that donated all this wood to me, and then that's why we was able to...
Open
to
sooner,
recycle.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Exactly.
That must be a great feeling in general when people around you are coming to help you with this idea.
Definitely. It's great in the sense that, you know, when you volunteer and then we both volunteer in Montclair. We've been volunteer for quite some time. She's been part of Imani, which is a reading program, which is kind of bringing all the kids to become... the world leaders of tomorrow. So,
awesome.
You know, and I've been a soccer coach, volunteer soccer coach for a number of years. She sent me to that. She got me.
She's like, go Leo.
Right. Leo. So, you know, so I volunteer. And then most of the kids now, their parents are the ones that came to help. So the reason why we got all this wood and all this recycling stuff is some of the parents that came to me and said, what do you need for your brewery? And I told them exactly what we wanted to do. And everybody came to our rescue.
Yeah.
And then, you know, even came and helped paint the building and all of that. So,
Go ahead. No, I was going to add that that's what's a great thing about what Montclair offers. And being residents here, just that whole community spirit that everyone willingly came to help. I mean, they didn't have to. They came on their weekend to paint the building, to help build some of the furniture built the fence outside. So and then in their donations with our fundraising campaign that we were running during that time. So it was just a great feeling.
Yeah. It must have been, first of all, I mean, you guys got this idea together. I know you have a more of a marketing background, and this was Leo's idea for a while. Yeah. I think, Leo, your parents back home in Burkina Faso, they were brewing beer, if I'm
not
mistaken.
That's
right?
What my mother used to do. So I grew up watching her, you know, brew at every holiday. And that's what got me, you know, really, really excited about making beer.
So you've been doing this since you was a child.
Well, I've been watching.
You've been watching since a child, soaking it all in.
The only stuff that we used to like to drink was the sweet stuff before they pitch in the yeast. So that was kind of our thing. When we come back home, we gotta have that. It was absolutely amazing. I still have a lot of memory, you know, of these kind of things.
So this must have been an idea that was around for a long time, and then finally you guys started putting it together.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about that and what made you kind of finally like, okay, let's open it. Let's do it.
Well,
and in Montclair, out of all places, where I don't think there's ever been a brewery here before. I'm not sure.
There's no brewery. It's interesting. When I first came up with that idea, I came up with 50 million ideas. So.
Yeah.
I'm always moving
she's
forward.
Like, yeah, she's like, yeah, yep.
No, definitely. Because, you know, I came from a world where I started working for myself since I was 17.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So that's what, you know, drove me into doing what I do.
I definitely respect that because it's hard.
Yeah, no, definitely. So I kind of say we got to find a place to start up a brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And I told myself if I'm going to drive around, try to find the place, I'm going to get paid while doing it. So that's why I joined Uber. And through Uber, I met 50 billion people.
Just networking. meeting, talking about wow.
Exactly. I met so many people.
So you basically took on a job to help you pursue network. The next job.
Exactly.
While he was making money, yeah.
Uber for me was a bank. It was a bank of network. So able to network with these people was absolutely amazing. So when we first launched our campaign, you know, to raise some fund, to open the door here, everybody participated in that campaign.
Oh, so you connected with people through driving.
Exactly.
And then they're still coming here.
Right.
Wow, that is amazing.
Everybody come back here. So
you must have been a 5-star rated driver.
It's a full
all the time.
Yes.
All the time.
I think he was. He definitely was.
You know, till today, anytime I'll go outside and drive. Because it's so interesting to meet. Mm-hmm. You meet anybody in Uber.
Right.
You know, from the executive to a guy that's dreaming about opening, you know, his own business as well. So you guys will have that kind of conversation, and then you pick up from him, and he learned from you. That's how everything works. So,
And one of the things, too, I want to point out, on our logo we purposely have, it says established 2014, and lots of time people come in and say, well, why does it say 2014?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really because that's when
the idea
when he like registered the business, it was still just on paper, but it's like a lot of planning.
I was gonna ask, like, the amount of paperwork that I'm sure is involved with getting this done. How did you guys start like getting the information, and how long was that process?
Yeah.
And was there ever a time where you're going through this and doing the paperwork and you're like, oh my God, should we even like do this?
Oh no, absolutely not. Well, it was a lot of fun. She's the one that did the paperwork.
Let me speak about it. Before you say it's a lot of fun for something you didn't do, let me answer that question, okay? Maybe brewing beer is fun, but let me tell you about the paperwork since that was a question. Okay?
Yeah.
So, no, so I think my background really helped at that time because my marketing background, my business background, that's what I've been doing for the past more than 20 years.
Wow.
So that's what kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
And paper, I try not to let paper scare me. I'm used to working with papers. So I was like, there are some breweries that actually use a lawyer or some outside consultant to do all their paperwork for them.
And you guys did it all.
I did not.
Wow.
I did it all.
Wow.
I did it all. I said,
That's amazing.
Let's clap to that. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Great job.
I mean, I said, I've got an MBA. I said, I think I can figure this out.
Yeah.
And I'll just do it. If I get something wrong, then they'll let me know. Luckily, it worked out. It worked out, so it was great. So, it was a lot because it's a federal level paper, so that's the first stage. After that, then comes the state level papers, and then dealing with the town. Yeah. So you asked about the town.
And,
so one of the things with the town was because we needed a parking variance because we wanted to have at least 50 seats in here. Mm-hmm. So for that, we needed 25 parking spaces out there.
Okay.
We only had, I think, 8 or 10 at the time. Mm-hmm. So that was part of some right. of our earlier delay was that was not factored into our original plan.
Spots? Wow.
Yeah,
according to the ordinance. But wow. we got a variance, so right. they allowed it. And they give variances, mm-hmm. but they put mm-hmm. you through a lot to get that variance.
Right. So it must have been, a lot of grinding it out, one more paper, and then when everything is approved, you see that. Like, okay, this is the opening date.
Yeah, it was a lot of sleepless nights.
How much nerves? I know your opening night was packed here. It was so many people here. So how were the nerves for that day in general? Like,
Well, previously, before we even opened the door, we was kind of doing small parties here, rent party and so on and so forth party. So we kind of got used to what was going to happen.
Right, you were going to serve people.
Right, exactly. But we was not expecting
as many people. There was lines
out
the door.
It was crazy.
There was lines out the door.
It was crazy. It was beyond. So
it was a madhouse.
All the practice that we did, we had some soft openings as well, which was supposed to warm us up and practice for the grand opening. Oh, the grand opening is crazy. It's like a one-time event. I don't know whether that will ever be duplicated. Yeah. But it was nuts. It was exciting. It was energetic to see everyone so excited to come and willing to come and willing to line up and wanting to taste the beer. Yeah. So that was fantastic. So I think that's
so by the end of the day, you're kind of relieved. Okay, we
we did it. It's done. It's over.
Absolutely.
And then the first big step is there.
Yeah. And we had different events planned too, so that was the other thing. Yeah. We had three music acts that day, so it was just making sure
coordinating
everything. I think we actually had a radio interview that day too.
Oh, yeah.
Which
nice.
We never
nice.
Even heard. Yeah.
But dang, I thought it was gonna be the first.
you'll be the first local. That was some South Jersey radio that it was a beer focus.
So how did the power couple, you guys are definitely a power couple, how did you guys meet and when did you meet?
Well, we met 20 some years ago.
Wow.
It was very interesting. I was mentioning to you, my background is communication. I came from radio and television.
Yeah.
That's what I used to do. I did that for 20 some years. Mm-hmm. And that's what brought me to Canada. And from Canada, I always wanted to learn English. And that's the reason why I came to the U.S. to visit a friend of mine. And I end up, staying over because it was an interesting country.
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to learn as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, when I was heading to Canada.
What year did you come to the U.S.?
That was in 1996.
Wow, okay.
So prior to coming here, I went to the U.S. Embassy in my country to get my transit visa because I was transiting from New York and going to Canada. And the ambassador, knowing where I was coming from and then listening to my show all the time, say, how could you be going to Canada without stopping in the U.S.? I'm going to give you a visa. You make sure you go visit that country.
Make sure you come here.
And come back. We're going to talk about it. So that's how he got me the visa, and I end up in Canada.
Okay.
And I was looking at it, the U.S. is always terrifying when you're not from this country.
Yeah.
Being from elsewhere, listening to what goes on here, it's very, very terrifying.
Yeah.
And I end up finding myself in that middle, and I say, okay, I'm going to go and be witness to that.
Yeah, you have to.
Be in between what people think of the African continent and then what African think of the U.S.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I end up here. And then I end up, coming to living with my friends and then we end up running into each other and I was working someplace and she came shopping. That's how we end up meeting.
Wow.
So
There's two sides to the story.
No, but I'm pretty sure she would tell you the same exact story.
Okay.
Because, that's how we end up meeting. So she was shopping for tile. And to me, I was like, I would never see a woman you know, putting tile down.
Yeah, so it was intrigued, like, oh, right. What's she doing? Yeah,
I'm like, well, what are you going to do that yourself? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, listen, I can come and help you. And she's like, okay. So I end up, you know, at her place, help put up this tire, and I run into her father.
Wow.
So her father is a world traveler. It's a guy that's been all over the place. He's been to New Zealand. He's been all over the world. So we pick up a conversation, and that conversation got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping that I come back and run into that man again, and then so we can have that same conversation, because he know world politics. He know my country's politics. Yeah. And that kind of struck a chord on me.
Yeah.
So that's why we, she when I finish doing the job, she offered to pay me, and I'm like, no, you don't have to pay me. And she's like, okay.
That was nice.
I'm going to make some food. I'm going to invite you to dinner. I'm going to, you know.
Nice. I'm going to tell my version.
First of all, since Derek already tried this beer, I want to know a little bit about it.
This is number 9. This is number 9.
All right, this is the Belgium framboise.
And this is awesome.
It's a raspberry beer. It's Belgium.
That's the raspberry beer. Right.
We're trying to go around the world in beer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
And it's raspberry. It's the reason why it is sour is it's a whole chunk of fruit that we put in that beer and let it sit for quite some time.
Let it ferment.
And then it gets
the
flavor.
The lambic.
It's lambic. That's the style
right.
of the beer. Mm, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So that's the reason why, you know, I was not expecting everybody to go crazy over that beer, but
it's good. It's
believe it or not, delicious. Everybody loved it.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah.
But, all right. So now your side of the story, Denise.
Right. So, yeah. So I was shopping, and yes, he did. So most of it is
accurate,
but then there's some little variances along the way. So, yeah, so when he did ask me while I was shopping for floor tiles whether I was going to do it myself, mm-hmm. and he volunteered he said, I can help you. I actually asked him, I said, do I have to pay you? So I did
ask him that. Oh, you initially asked him that.
I did ask him that. I was like, okay, is this someone looking for a job?
Yeah.
Even though he's already working or... Because mm-hmm. and this was took place in Jersey City.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, many, many years ago. I actually had achieved one of my life goals, which was to get a house before I turned 30.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's what it was. And I was
doing the work myself. Right.
Yeah, very much myself.
Wow, congratulations.
So thank you.
Milestone after milestone, brewery.
Thank you.
You guys are our inspiration, honestly.
Yeah.
So that was mine. I was like, okay, I gotta make that goal. And I did. So he offered and he's like, no. I was like, oh, okay. So I was happy. I was like, okay, yeah. God, I have to pay you then. Okay.
We got the
tile. Yeah. Come help. But then after he did do that work, I kept finding other work for him to do.
For the rest of his life.
Right.
That's a great way to put that for the rest of my life.
It started with the towel.
Right,
started with the towel.
Absolutely. Right. You got that.
Started with the towel.
Right.
But let me tell you the
But
the,
I cooked well, I cooked well, you dinner.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. That was yeah. I cooked him dinner. So as a thank you offer, I took him over and I'll make you some dinner or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I cooked dinner, but then a little after that, then he invited me to dinner.
Nice.
I think he wanted to show
that is not the story.
Oh, wow.
She made some spaghetti.
No, it was not spaghetti. Leo.
What was it?
It was barbecue chicken and macaroni and cheese.
She made some food. I was not pleased with that food.
Oh.
Are you trying to kill me?
Oh,
now he's over.
I can't eat that stuff.
he didn't say any of that back then.
Something that nobody should be eating. So, but anyhow, I'm like, okay, listen, I'm gonna pay that back. So I invited her to our apartment, and I made some food that we ate, and then...
What did you cook, Leo?
Well, do I remember what I cooked that day?
No,
I don't remember, but I did make something different. So,
okay.
You know, and, you know, that's the custom. You know, somebody invites you to eat.
Yeah.
Don't let that go without replacing, returning that invitation. So that's what I did. And then a friendship started up from then, and here we are.
Yeah.
You know, with the kids, with the teenager.
How many kids you have? One?
Just one.
Okay. Is it a boy or girl?
No, he's a boy.
A boy,
he's
okay.
He's a boy and, you know.
Soccer player?
He's a 15 years old. A soccer player.
Soccer player. Yeah.
And Vincent.
Wow. Yep. Vincent, that's cool.
So, all right. I want to go, obviously, talk about the product before they go warm. So.
No, definitely.
So I want you to kind of like go and just describe to us.
Absolutely.
A little bit about the beers and what kind of flavors we should be looking
well,
for.
Well, the first beer you try is the golden raspberry.
Golden raspberry.
Which one is the other one? The number five. The number five is yes. The number five is the Belgium beer, but that's what we call Belgium strong. And we turned to make that kind of sour. And we call it, we call it the Kavanaugh.
Hold on, Derek, just so he could describe them as we're tasting them.
Right.
You know, so we get the full idea.
Yeah, it's called the Kavanaugh because
number five
is the Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we call it the Kavanaugh is when, Justice Kavanaugh's were going through the nomination process, his face was kind of sour and he was keep on repeating, I love beer, I like beer. I drink beer all the time.
So you named it after Kavanaugh.
We name it after Justice Kavanaugh. So that's...
Because of his bitter fate.
Right. And that is a political beer.
And then the next one is the number six?
Number two.
All right. Miles is trying number two over there.
The number two is part of our brown ale. These are, the Black History Month now is the reason why we made all this beer.
Nice.
Right. Okay. So yeah. to honor,
our culture.
All the great figure.
Yeah.
Right. And let me talk a little bit about the maroon.
It tastes light.
Yeah. So it's called the maroon after the maroon people in Jamaica, which is where my family is from. Okay. So that's what that was named the maroon.
So the maroon, can you tell us a little about
that? Sure. So that was like the enslaved people that got away in Jamaica. So,
is that during the time when there was religion being pushed in Jamaica and they were actually chasing the Rastafarians out into the mountains, or is that a different time?
No, I think that's a different time. This is actually going from when the British brought, it was actually brought the people actually from Africa to be slaves in Jamaica, and there was a group of people who refused and they rebelled, so it was like a slave rebellion. And those people are known as the Maroons, and they did go up into the mountains though as well.
Got it.
Yeah, so I want to taste that.
That's a strong, rich history.
Right.
Actually, I think I was talking about the same thing because the British did came and pushed Christianity into Jamaica, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so okay. Right. So it's about
absolutely.
The same. They actually were killing people that were, if they were anything but Christian, like all the Rastafarians, etc., they were just murdering them in the streets. And I think it was a law if like a citizen in Jamaica at the time got a Rastafarian and brought them to a police station dead or alive, they basically got a reward for it.
Right.
So it was very rough times in Jamaica at that time.
It was very rough.
Yeah.
No, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have to do some more.
I did read that story because
I'm a big fan of Damian Marley and the Marley family, so that's why I know that story.
Yeah, most of my show was the reggae show and reggae history, so it was I had
get the stand. Hold on. Sorry, guys.
I had that chance of going through all that story. So yeah. So which one of the beer?
Number one, my boy Julian has.
Okay, the number one, which one is
tiramisu,
that one?
Tiramisu
beer, brown ale? Okay. So that is a beer that we play around with.
He's using
it's could you taste that coffee?
You taste that?
Okay, exactly.
It's
not
overbearing.
Right.
Most other beers that I don't like dark beers.
Right.
But this I would drink normally.
Exactly.
So Julian likes it, and he tastes the coffee, and he said it's a good tasting dark beer in case nobody heard that.
Exactly. This is a prelude to introducing one of our
I got it.
We have a recipe that we're gonna bring out. We call Blue Mountain Rush.
Okay.
It's made with Blue Mountain coffee. So
Blue Mountain coffee, what is that exactly?
Blue Mountains in Jamaica.
Blue Mountains
Okay, got it.
Right.
That's gonna be the new exclusive one that you drop.
Right.
Cause you said that you tried to drop a new beer what,
every single week.
Every week. That's
ooh,
awesome.
I taste the sour in the Cabernet.
Yes.
I can almost taste his face.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it's more tart than sour.
That is the idea.
But it's delicious. It's like
delicious.
Right.
It's like citrusy a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. It got all these elements. So these are the
stealing
ideas that we're trying to bring up to the brewery and be a little different than any other breweries. So we're trying to be different because I
see it in the taste. I actually wanted to ask, is this, do you guys like use spices from back home in Africa and maybe Jamaica and put that together in the beer? Or?
Absolutely.
Really? Okay.
Definitely. I wanted to have, you know, beer that represent, you know, the whole continent of Africa, because we have a limitless of spices. I don't know if you know.
Yeah,
the Silk Road.
For sure.
The Silk Road was people traveling all the way from Africa to India.
That's where all the resources are at.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got unlimited resources in Africa.
Exactly,
so,
unlimited resources of spices and all of that. So that we want to integrate those kind of things into beer. So
that's awesome.
With also some Jamaican kind of flavor that we want to bring to the beer. That's why we have so many beer.
Right. So how do you come up with a... all right, Derek is taking number three right now. So let's talk about number three first.
Okay.
Let's finish this, and then I want to ask more questions.
Number three is a beer that originally is from Czech Republic.
Oh, Pilsner beer. Okay.
Right. That's a Clermont Pilsner.
The Clermont Pilsner?
Mm-hmm.
It's
got like a hint of... I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody
he's a beer expert over here.
Can pick up that.
I don't know what the hint is, but it's good, man.
It's a light beer. It's an easy drinkable beer, you know. And it's from Czech Republic, you know. Again, we're trying to travel in beer, you know, go from country to country.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. The Pilsners there came out in Czech Republic. Actually, isn't Budweiser originally from Czech? Or maybe they have their own.
Well, there's a lot of Pilsner in Czech Republic.
Yeah. No free advertisers. We're not talking about Bud.
Montclair Brewery.
Talking about Montclair Brewery.
Exactly. Montclair Brewery's Pilsner.
Yeah. You know.
Clermont Pilsner.
And the Clermont Pilsner. So you know, it's Montclair is
nice.
Is part of all the mountain.
Right.
So that's why it's called the Clermont Pilsner.
Clermont Pilsner.
Yeah.
So do you come up with the names yourself or?
She's the brain of that. She came up with the name. But the political beer, I come up with the political
beer.
Right. All the Kavanaugh.
The collusion. Yeah. We have an IPA that is a very dry IPA and it's very, very bitter. We call it the collusion. Because
we know exactly why we call it the collusion.
Right, exactly. I don't want to go deep
into
that.
Yeah, we don't even need to explain that. We know exactly why.
This is right now, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
All right.
And I'm pretty sure our listeners understand too.
Okay, good. So we have another edition of beer that's coming out today.
Nice.
Which we call National Emergency.
Ooh.
It's an IPA. It's a New England style IPA. It's very hazy. It's not bitter. It's a very, very beautiful to watch. It's got some kind of orangey color.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out tonight.
Oh,
tonight
okay.
It will
nice.
Be available.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I mean, you guys are very creative with coming up with the names in general, and then a new one every week.
You have to be especially when it comes to brewery. You want to make it very interesting. And, you know, hopefully,
number seven.
You know, brew something that everybody like, you know. So number seven is the Golden Buddha.
My favorite, hands down. Everybody listening.
I love it.
The Golden Buddha.
That's the only one.
My number one beer. I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The Golden
awesome
Buddha beer. is a passion fruit golden ale.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted that also because when we was doing the project, a lot of man that came to help us was telling me, we don't want 20 IPA on tap.
Right.
And that message was well received if you have listeners in Montclair. So we got that message.
Actually, thankfully, because IPAs for me, like...
I'm not
too
fond of them.
Yeah, maybe I like some of them no, you know, but... Other beers, I'll try anything else. IPAs,
absolutely.
For some reason, are like a little bit too bitter for me.
Right.
So if it was filled with IPAs, you would have only had one set of clientele.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You said it. Absolutely. hit the nail right on the mark.
Yeah, so now you guys, and even like with some of the fruitier drinks, it's like, you know, even wine drinkers and,
right,
you know, champagne drinkers can enjoy that, you know.
That was our mission, to make sure we diversify our audience base.
Mission complete.
And you said, like you said, we only did IPAs. We would only get one type of people. We want to get a diverse set of people.
Exactly.
Especially being in Montclair, which
is such a central, like, exactly.
We want, so that no matter who you are, you could come and you feel like there's a beer or two or three that you can like.
Right.
That was an awesome idea. And I love the fact that you guys have the trays set up for people that wants variety.
Right.
That's very creative. That's very cool.
And that's a recycled wood also?
Exactly. That was a recycled wood. Yeah. And, you know, I took it. I say, okay.
And then you made it like the way it is.
Yeah. The paddle. Pallet.
Does the video crew want to try the next beer? Or
you talking about the paddle?
No.
Yeah, all right, they're good.
The wood.
Oh, yeah. The wood is a pallet wood.
That's from pallets.
Oh, this is palleted wood. This table.
Oh,
this is, look, this is a pallet on the bottom. Pallet on the top.
It's a pallet table.
That's
fire.
So we say not only, so we like to say not only the beer is handcrafted,
so
but some
of the
furniture and some of the other decor in here is also handcrafted.
I mean, you know, the decor is wonderful. I like the fact that you can kind of see what's going on in the background with the brewing process and all that. And then I know you guys also offer actually classes, right?
Yeah. We have something called mixologists.
Right.
Mixologists.
So that was really was born during our fundraising campaign. Mm-hmm. So that was actually one of the perks. So if you donated a certain amount of money, it would allow you to get a mixologist session, which means that you brew with the brewer.
Okay.
So
nice. So they, you know, people were here, you were teaching them how to make the beer.
You come up with
that.
The idea.
Yeah.
You come up with, your beer idea. Mm-hmm. You come and tell me, I want a beer that's going to be this and that, and we put everything together.
So you're personalizing your own beer with
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Oh, that's
great.
And they
get
that's
to
fantastic.
Name the beer, too.
Yeah.
And I encourage people to get as crazy as possible. So.
And if someone makes, like, a good beer, would you put it on for sale here?
All the beer would be put for sale.
Oh, yeah.
We will give you a growler, and then we'll let you name the beer. So,
so you'll have your beer here.
You have
at
your
the
beer.
Store.
Yeah. You invite all your friends. You see, this.
That's
that.
My beer.
That's
Let's all drink it.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, that's wonderful. So that's actually a great like birthday idea for guys in general.
Right.
You know,
absolutely,
it's great.
Yeah.
And it's
everybody
great way
loved
to bring
it.
Clientele. Yeah.
Right. We're still going through our list of more people to do.
Oh, like,
but eventually, then maybe we'll look to see if we could reopen that back up.
Right.
Yeah.
One of my goals was, you know, to allow people to have, you know, somebody have a birthday. You bringing all your buddies here. If you're able to tell me way in advance, I can design this beer specially for that birthday.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
So you can come up with all your buddies and then, you know, and say, well, this is some of the ingredient I came up with. And then we was able to make a beer with that.
And at how much, how much beer would you brew in like one session like that?
It all depends if I know the number of people that are coming.
Oh, got it.
I can decide either to brew 5 gallon or 10 gallon or 15 gallon.
Got it.
Right. So Montclair Brewery is not just a place where you can just come and have beer. You can actually come and get custom made beer.
Exactly. That is the
for
goal.
For an experience, and that's, that's awesome. I've never heard nothing like that.
We tried to make it accessible.
I've
tried to make everybody aware and also bring people like me, like you, and
bring everybody together.
To be interested in brewing beer, because beer startup, you know, from some of us. So it started up a long time ago, and it's, you know, from Egypt and then going all the way down to, till today, you go to Africa, only women brew beer.
Wow,
you will never see a man brewing beer.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Big up to all the women.
Right. Shout out to all the women,
Women's
just like
History
the
Month.
Well, in America.
Exactly. Yeah. But the reason for that, there's a good reason for that. Women used to brew beer for their husband just to please him.
Nice.
To make him happy.
Yeah.
This is a kind of very social.
Now we just found out where to find wives.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
You gotta take a trip to Africa.
Nobody told us about this before.
No, definitely. That was the goal, because woman is the foundation of the family.
Definitely.
So she makes sure she make all that stuff just to keep all these guys around. So that's why the divorce rate over there is 0%.
America is like 75%.
Yeah. there's the trick. Learn to make beer, people.
How could you walk away from that?
Yeah, exactly.
Number 11, Edison. I want you to taste number 11.
Number 11.
And just let me know what it reminds you of.
Number 11.
What does number 11 remind me of?
Yeah.
Is this number 11? Okay.
The smell.
Number 11 should be an hibiscus beer. Which, oh, this is number 10.
Oh, maybe that's a Poor Richard.
It's an IPA. It's a Poor Richard IPA.
It is an IPA.
Yes, it's an IPA.
Number 10.
Yeah.
You know what, Julian, come here and try the IPA, bro. You're an IPA drinker. No, try it. No, but you have a better opinion because you drink these all the time.
Try this, Julian.
IPA is, we call it Poor Richard because this place used to be called Poor Richard.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
Right. So it was a furniture refinishing place.
It was a furniture refinishing place. So that's, used to be called Poor Richard.
What do you think about it? Come on the mic for 2 seconds.
What's that?
It's a clear IPA.
It's a clear IPA.
Right.
It's perfect. What were you going to say it tastes like?
It reminds me of one of my favorite herbs.
Oh, got it. All right. Say no more.
I see where you go with that. Yeah. So, but the thing
is part of that family.
Exactly. Yes. The thing is, they're all cousin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can tell. I can tell they're related. Yeah.
The IPA bring the hops bring the bitterness.
Well, they did say they bring spices from Jamaica. Right. No, I'm kidding.
Not that kind of spice.
So what's the next one on there? That's a dark beer.
That's Nitro 14.
Nitro 14.
That is
Porter.
That is Kingston Porter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of close to like a Guinness, a I guess.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's a porter.
The color of a Guinness.
Right.
It's a stout.
Like, yeah.
Oh, that's
porter and stouts are part of the same family.
Yeah.
So it's like the dark.
There's like a specific flavor to it.
Right.
I don't know. I can't really describe what it is, but.
Well,
it's like a roasted malt.
Not exactly. It's a roasted malt that we made this beer with. So it's kind of interesting.
It's like a cocoa kind of like hot chocolate vibe.
Right. Yeah. So you taste Kingston. The whole Kingston is in that glass.
Oh, okay. So this is the like the mostly Jamaican based beer.
Right. It's a Kingston port.
So what would you say is like the beer here that would represent Burkina Faso the most? Sorry, I said that like a heavy Albanian accent there.
That would be the motherland. The motherland,
which we don't have here.
Which we don't have. We had that for the Black History Month.
Okay.
And we'll be coming back out with
right,
the
back,
for Women's
Month.
Right,
it's coming back in a week.
Maybe we'll see it on the Question Will Be Here podcast in one of our episodes, the motherland beer.
The motherland is made with sorghum. Sorghum is a gluten-free beer. Mm-hmm. So, anybody that kind of have a problem, a gluten problem can drink that beer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great beer. It's an incredible beer. You should come by and try it.
For sure. We'll be here. We'll be bothering you guys a lot more.
Great tasting gluten-free beer.
Yeah.
So, initially, how did you start making beer yourself? And what was your first experiment with it?
Taking me back 20.
The first batch that you made yourself, and you're like, oh, wow.
You're taking me back 20 years ago. back in Jersey City, we wanted even to open, I wanted to open a brewery over there. So when I first started brewing, and we had a some kind of back alley garage, but I didn't have a lot of space in Jersey City
mm-hmm.
to make my beer. I started up with Mr. Beer. Mr. Beer is a small
kit. Oh, I ordered that.
Right.
I heard of that.
It's a small kit.
Mind you, I couldn't even make beer with that. So.
Right. It's a small kit. And, it was kind of interesting. And on that time, I used to drive all the way down to South Jersey, to Englishtown, to buy some ingredient over there.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's how far it is. It's an hour and a half to go get some ingredient and come back and brew.
Right.
So one day, I made one of, some honey beer. And I was sitting...
That sounds good.
I was sitting in the living room. I didn't know the amount. I didn't know what amount of honey I should make this beer with. And I was sitting there, the beer fermented, finished fermenting, and I bottled it. And I was sitting there, and I heard some pops going on. It was some explosion going on. The bottle was exploding.
Oh, wow.
That's when I realized that, you have to put a certain amount of honey in the beer in order to ferment. Because honey doesn't ferment in 1 week. It ferments in a month.
Wow.
It takes a long time to ferment. It's a slow fermentation product.
Maybe because it's thick, maybe, or
no, not exactly.
It's more scientific based.
The reason why beer ferment is because of the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
the sugar that the grain have, it's easily digestible by yeast. But the sugar that the honey have, It's a very natural sugar.
Yeah.
It's going to take a long time for the yeast to digest that. That's the reason why.
Got it.
That's the short answer.
101.
Right. If I'm going to go all the way, it's going to be very, very, it's going to take a long time for me to give you, you know.
So if someone wanted to make beer at home,
yes.
Like what is the quickest way or how long would one batch for your in-home use take normally?
There's no quick way to do a beer. Beer would take you anywhere from 1 week to 2 weeks.
Okay.
One week for fermentation.
Okay.
And 1 week for conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And it all depends on the kind of beer you're making. If you're making a lager, you're going to need certain condition. You're going to need certain temperature control in order to make that lager, because lager ferment in a cold environment. So if you're making an ale, the ale would ferment at 70 degrees, and then when the sugar finished getting eaten, and you can cold crush it, that means you can bring down the temperature and then let all the yeast settle on the bottom of the bucket or the whatever you're using,
mm-hmm.
in order to get a clear beer, you know. And that's how you make the ale. So when you transfer that clear liquid, now you're going to have to carbonate that beer. There's many ways of carbonating a beer. You can carbonate with natural sugar. You can carbonate with corn sugar. You can carbonate that with honey. There's so many different ways to carbonate the beer. So when you finish carbonating, you got to let it sit now for another week,
mm-hmm.
in order for the carbonation to create some air in the beer. That's what the carbonation is, create carbon dioxide in the beer.
Right.
Wow.
In order for you to open it, and then we create that kind of bubble that's going back in the glass. But when it comes to professional brewing, you can do that at a short period of time because we have CO2, we have nitrogen.
Right. We have the machines.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's allowed us to carbonate the beer faster and put it out there to be drinking right away.
Now, is there like a tasting process that you go through yourself when you're trying to make a new beer for like
Absolutely.
The week?
Absolutely. Always going through that.
Tell me that through that process. Run me through that.
Well, I've never seen this
before. Before a beer gets approved to be put on the board, what's the process that it
Absolutely.
Goes through?
Absolutely. Well, everybody go through that taste. Mm-hmm. I rely on them and then on everybody.
Just yesterday, you know. He gave me one to taste.
You know, I bring it up and say, okay, well, why don't you try that beer and tell me exactly what you think of it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody will go through it and say, okay, I think this is great or something.
And then, no, that's the
right.
beer.
And then now I make my final decision,
mm-hmm.
you know, if people like it. It's not all about me. It's about the consumer, you know.
Right, exactly.
You wanted to make something.
Luckily, I mean, you have about 10 beers here.
Yes.
You have 12 on the menu altogether, right?
So,
you have a huge variety.
You keep 12 at all times.
Yes, at all times.
Time. Okay.
Yes. And every week we try to bring something interesting. We keep our mind sharp by thinking about other ideas.
Right. Yeah.
What are we going to bring? We got a lot of African beer that we're going to be start brewing, which is the Baobab.
That's great. I can't wait for that.
Right.
When you were talking about the spices, I was thinking one of my best friends, he's from Sierra Leone. Every time he goes to the market to buy stuff from Sierra Leone, I always tell him, okay, give me the red pepper here, give me that one.
Yes.
And he brings me like a couple of spices. So I
Absolutely.
Could just imagine that variety being used in your beer here.
Right.
You know?
Right. And the summertime is coming back. We're going to have to release also the Mango Fire.
Mango Fire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Mango
that was
Fire.
Really good beer.
Right.
That was one of my favorites.
Right. Mango Fire. So when you drink, it's a mango beer.
I love
mango. And then when at the end, you get that spice.
Little kick.
Ooh, you get a little kick at your throat.
I don't know if it's
throat.
Habanero. Or
it's habanero, yeah? It's habanero.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's a Jamaican habanero.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you're making it nice. Oh.
Yeah, we got.
So it's exciting times to come at the Montclair Brewery. Everybody, you got to be here weekly if you want to try the new flavors.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
And also, we got the Rosemary IPA that's coming back this summer. Mm-hmm. We got Rosemary. We got Lavender beer also coming up. So it's gonna be pretty interesting.
Right.
Yeah. I can't wait.
How far ahead do you plan on in the beers in general? Like, does it sometimes just come, okay, that week, like, all right, I just thought of something? Or
not
is
exactly.
It like,
we plan according to availability of the tank.
Oh, you know, okay.
As soon as we have a tank empty, we plan that beer. That
all right.
Week.
New beer or
new beer.
Either remaking one or.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. And we're going to start planning even before that too,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
before the tank gets empty, we're gonna start planning. So that's me and my process.
It takes time.
And all of that, and the business.
As you keep going,
we have
you know
a
you.
Calendar. good.
One thing after another, you fix every kink along the way.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you guys are soon, which we were talking about before, you want to have this beer in different, different locales in Montclair in general, and not just Montclair, obviously, much more than that. But the first step would be to, you know, be able to get, if I can go to a liquor store locally and get your beer, that would be great.
Absolutely.
You know?
Definitely.
Yeah, that would be the, you know.
It's worth it, honestly. Yeah. It's worth it. It's definitely worth it.
We want to make it available. You know, most of the beer we're going to make, if it's an interesting beer, we're going to can it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to make it available to the store.
Right.
So these are unique beer. There's certain amount of beer that we're going to make unique.
Mm-hmm.
If you miss that series, I'm not sure you'll catch it next time.
Because Exclusive.
Keep us informed on that, because we want our fans to be able to get them first.
Definitely. I definitely want that mango flavor.
Well, we're here together.
I definitely want that
mango. We got him fired up.
The creativity that goes into these names and it's just amazing. And and I think it's exciting for the customers.
Like, no, definitely. Absolutely. It should be intriguing if I go to a town and, you know, ask, you know, where can I find the local drink? And then everybody told me, oh, it's a place over there. And I'll go there and have some local drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it's all about. That's what brewery is all about. That's the reason why we want to make Montclair a destination that people can come here and then find, you know, some of these beer, you know.
It's definitely something that Montclair hasn't had, and it's something new. And the fact, you know, just the atmosphere of walking in here, the decor, and you guys have live music. It's just like a place that, like, you know, when we came here with our laptops just to do some work, you know, have a couple of good beers and try them. And then there was other people, you know, here just having a good time with family. So it's like, it's a locale that, it's like, I'm using the word locale a lot. Yeah.
It's a
place. It's a place where everybody can come. Right? Yeah. You know, I've seen families here. We came here. There was younger people, older people.
They also have talent that comes in. And they also have board games, which is cool. I know that's a board game. So.
True.
Yeah, some people say that it reminds them of like a pub in Europe, like an English pub.
Very
family friendly. So, we've got kids are allowed here. We actually have our 1-year-old birthday parties here.
Yep.
So we have 1-year-old birthday parties, and we have 50-year-old birthday parties. We have,
you actually make like a root beer also here, right?
Yeah.
In-house? So we've got non-alcoholic.
You have the root beer? I didn't know they had the root beer.
No, we have a root beer. We have what we call sorrel, which is a Jamaican drink.
Sorrel.
Oh.
We have like 5 different non-alcoholic drinks.
Yeah. Okay.
Available.
It's family friendly for the whole family.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the reason why we have that is because I'm I'm a coach, and most of the kids that I coach, everybody want to come to the brewery. They know about my project, and everybody, we got to come over there. I'm like, okay, you guys can come. There will be everything for anyone, you know.
And in regards to food, it's people are allowed to bring their own food, have
absolutely
a snack, whatever, and drink their food. So, you know, that's a whole different thing. BYOF, bring your own food.
Right, BYOF. Right, got one of
and
our
look,
local
we have customers
musicians,
walking in our,
one of our local musicians, that is the Romberos. So he played, 2 weeks ago?
Two weeks ago. That was the Romberos.
The
Romberos was this is so humbling to me, because these people never play in front of a small public place like that. They always play in Central Park.
Big crowd.
Big crowd. And the fact that they play here was was amazing to me.
Right.
You know,
and
it was
this
incredible
is a connection that you've built throughout also. So, you know, it's just right back to the community and the work you guys put it together.
It's just awesome to even have just to bring the local talent in. That's awesome. And
well,
last night was the place was on fire last night too. We had a new artist, Rasha J. She's a local artist.
Shout out to Rasha J.
From Maryland, but she's been living here locally for quite some time now. And she was just so honored too to be able to come here and play. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, for some local artists, it's not always that easy
breaking
through. Yeah. And she was able to use this as a platform to now be able to amplify who she is
show off her talents. And there's so many people walking in and out of here in general. I mean, I feel you guys are open since October, if I'm not mistaken.
October.
So you guys have hit the ground running. There's always people here. I feel like every day there's people, you know, circulating in and out of here. So it's great to see. And also the location is perfect. And on
location,
top of that,
location is perfect. Yeah.
Everything in here is something that makes you want to stay. You drink one beer and you're like, you know what, maybe I'll have a second one.
we wanted to open in October because we both was born in October.
Oh, me too. Okay. So there you go. Which dates?
The 5th, 16th.
I'm the 23rd. So I just hit that Scorpio.
I can see the connection we have.
Libra. Exactly.
No, but he's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
So that's right. You know, right there.
But I consider everybody from October, you know,
some of the greatest people were born in the world were born in October. Three of them here today.
Exactly. So anybody that listening, if you was born in October, now give yourself a clap. Yeah.
But all right, so just so we tell everybody back home, the address here is 101 Walnut Street. If you just look up Montclair Brewery, you'll see it. Make sure to come here, say hello to Leo, say hello to Denise, try their newest beers. We're actually even going to post a video on YouTube. Leo is going to walk us through how to make a beer and basically just through everything that goes on behind the scenes.
Yep, yep.
And everybody back home is going to be able to tune into YouTube once that video is out in the next couple of weeks.
Don't forget, guys, they are our new sponsors. We wouldn't be associated with them if they weren't good people, if they weren't humble, and if their product wasn't awesome. Their product is great.
Anything new we're going to have, you come to the show, you will have it.
Yes.
You will try it.
We've been 100% independent for the last 2 years as the Question Will Be Ever podcast, and you know there's a reason we didn't jump into any sponsors, and you know the connection that we built with you, Leo, even when before this place even opened.
When we first spoke, it was like months before the opening, I was feeling you guys.
Yeah, so you know, and
yeah,
thankfully it's so much easier for us, like I said, to promote you guys because everything tastes great. You guys have shirts here for the Montclair Brewery that here you guys can come
here. Thank you.
Here we go. Let's show it to the camera.
You know, we will be behind you guys 150%. So
appreciate
you know,
it. We will too.
No, definitely.
Appreciate you guys a lot, and we will be here. Maybe more than you guys might want us to be here.
Oh,
but
come on.
Oh, absolutely.
This is the family right here. So you come anytime. You know, anytime.
But we look forward to a lot of collaborations with you guys in general.
Definitely.
You know, in regards to like the shows and the beer. And we'll be coming here with our guests after our shows.
Yeah.
So you guys will be seeing Montclair Brewery a lot going forward.
If I could just make some plugs. So
go ahead. Definitely.
If anyone
want to know more about the Montclair Brewery, you could check out our website, montclairbrewery.com.
Yes.
You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Montclair Brew. Definitely check out our event calendar. So not only is our beer great, we know people come for the beer, but a lot of time they stay for the ambiance and some of our events.
Great vibes.
We've got a great another local born, bred, raised Montclair local artist performing on this coming up Friday called Gabby the Artist. Mm-hmm. So come definitely check her and her band out. Mm-hmm. We also have something planned for St. Patrick's Day, Sunday, March 17th. Mm-hmm. So we're going to celebrate the 25% of Irish people in Jamaica. And and that's a little unknown fact when
I didn't know that.
A lot of people don't know that. DNA test. I've got some Irish in me as well. And most Jamaican people do. A lot of them do because there's a strong Irish culture in Jamaica. Yeah. So we were both territories of England. So Ireland is the island, Jamaica, Ireland. We were both territories, and the Great Britain sent a lot of people from Ireland to Jamaica back in like the
1800s. Right.
So they actually sent the people they thought that were criminals, or some that were not even criminals. They just wanted to send them away to as slaves.
Yeah.
So they actually had them in Jamaica. So Jamaica and Ireland's got a strong culture, strong relationship.
So back in Jamaica, do they celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Like, is it more of a celebrated holiday or no?
No, it's different because it's just like, they're just, their family.
It's their own culture there now.
No. It's mixed. You can't really. There are some that is. There's a lot of intermingling.
Right.
So where it's just it's the Jamaican culture. I think when you're there in Jamaica, the Jamaican culture is just so big and dominant already.
Right.
There is, I think, some celebrations, but not as big as it is here in the U.S.
So
but
are we
are having a special. We're calling it our St. Paddy's Day Irie Festival
on Sunday.
Yes, Irie Festival. Irie from Jamaica. Everything Irie. Irie man. So we're having our Irie St. Patrick's Day Irie Festival.
So is there going to be a new beer for this event or that week? What should people expect?
There's going to be a stout. Because you know, in Ireland, everybody loves, you know, in any pub you go, everybody loves to drink stout. I was thinking about making a green beer, but there will be none of that.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't get that memo.
That would have been interesting.
We're gonna keep the beer the natural
beer
color.
Okay.
You know? Okay. So, you know,
Well, thank you so much.
Except
guys.
The thing, we're gonna ask the man to wear a kilt. And come to
the brewery. Oh, yeah,
brewery.
We're going to have, right.
So bagpipes and everything?
Part of the festival. Well, actually, anyone can wear, it's going to be a kilt wearing contest. You guys can come wearing kilts. Females can come
kilt
wearing some kilts.
The kilt in the closet.
The people with their kids can come with their kids wearing kilts. The people with their dogs, the dogs can come in wearing kilts. So,
are dogs allowed here? Or?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I've been wearing
it's a dog friendly. It's a dog friendly.
This is dog friendly? Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I'm surprised you haven't seen dog. Oh, yeah.
It is a dog friendly place. Yeah.
Wow, you see that?
Well,
the family
include the dog. Yeah,
yeah,
the family
include. That's awesome. That's amazing.
Right. So come on out.
Once
right.
again, please come down to 101 Walnut Street, Montclair, New Jersey. Montclair's Brewery, great place, great ambiance, great people, and they are once again our new sponsors.
We'll be here.
So
thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much, guys. And don't forget, tune into YouTube. We're gonna Leo's gonna run us down how to make beer.
Yeah.
And you guys can also come and set up a private session, or if you guys want your custom made beer by Leo himself,
we can talk about
it. Contact them
definitely.
And they can set that up for you.
Yeah. Right. You know,
thanks
definitely.
A lot, guys. Any last minute plugs?
Well,
we also hold events here. So I talked about the birthday parties and stuff.
Yeah.
So just remember, this is a place if you belong with any organization or group or have
you
a meetup.
You can host your event here.
You can come here. Your group is welcome here.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it all.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, give us 5-star ratings on all streaming platforms.
Please do.
Also, shout out to our video crew. Miles and Julian are here today.
Sure,
they helped us with some beer tastings.
Absolutely.
So, shout out to the team. And we're out. Derek, any last minute word?
No, I just appreciate Montclair Brewery for having us and sponsoring us. And
thank you for doing this here. It's a very emotional for me to, you know, you guys got me back into radio. I seriously appreciate that.
No problem.
You
know? No problem.
For sure. Leo's making his radio comeback on the Questionable Behavior podcast.
Leo was breaking down the microphones and teaching us, like, hey.
He's like,
yeah, it is funny. When we first met, we traveled back home, and then they got me back into radio for 2 hours to reconnect with my audience. And the phone was ringing. It was surreal. It was great.
Good feeling,
you know.
Yeah.
But I see myself coming back into that thanks to you guys.
Yeah. Hey, don't stop the brewing anytime
exactly.
soon, all right?
Exactly.
As long as the brewing doesn't slow down.
Exactly.
We do the radio on the side.
All right, thank you.
We need these beers, definitely.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you guys.
It's been a pleasure talking to you guys.
For sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.